Chodesh Tov. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and therefore I want to discuss some of the halachot to do with the tefillot and practices of Rosh Chodesh, applicable both for today and also for tomorrow, tomorrow being Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. So one of the key differences on Rosh Chodesh is that we put Yalev Yavo into the tefillah and also into Birkat HaMazon. What if a person forgets to say Yalev Yavo? So at Mariv, it doesn't matter. If you forgot it, then you don't have to repeat the Amidah, primarily because even in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when they were Mekadesh al Pi HaRe'iyah, they didn't necessarily know in the night time that it was going to be Rosh Chodesh, or they didn't sanctify Rosh Chodesh at night, and therefore, if one misses out Yalev Yavo, it doesn't matter. If one misses out Yalev Yavo at Shachrit or at Mincha, then you have to go back and say it again. So if you remember you're already in Modim or Sim Shalom, then you go back to Ratzai. If you've already finished the Amidah, then you'll need to repeat the entire Amidah. What if you remember you've just said Hamachazish Chinato Letzion, but you haven't started the Bracha of Modim yet? So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you go back to Ratzai and then say Yalev Yavo, and then repeat the Techezena Ineinu with the Bracha. According to the Mishnah Brura, you simply say it where it is, and then you go on straight to Modim. We have, of course, Tefillat Musaf, and that's as it appears in the Sidurim. And then we have Kriyat HaTorah. Today, Friday, we'll call up four people for Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, we'll have a special Rosh Chodesh Maftir, and then we'll have the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. If one forgot Yalev Yavo in Birkat HaMazon, then one doesn't need to repeat Birkat HaMazon. Why not? Because there's no chiyuv of eating bread on Rosh Chodesh. Seeing as there's no obligation to eat bread, then there's no obligation to say a Yalev Berkat HaMazon with Yalev Yavo. You're no worse off than if you hadn't eaten bread in the first place, and therefore you don't have to repeat. Oh, what if you forgot Yalev Yavo in benching on Shabbat when there is a chiyuv to eat bread? So even so, you don't need to repeat the benching. Why not? Because the chiyuv of eating bread is to do with Shabbat and is not to do with Rosh Chodesh. Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Yud Tet says that you should have an extra dish on the table, and some extra food you should serve, or that it's good practice at least to serve some extra food on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh that you don't usually have every Shabbat of the year, to show that this has got the extra Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So if you only have usually have one kugel, so a second kugel or whatever it might be for Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. In Musaf on Shabbat, we change the regular Nusach, usually straight after the third bracha of the Amidah Kel HaKadosh. We say Tikanta Shabbat, but on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh we say a different text of Atayat Sarta, which combines both Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Taf Kaf Hei Se'if Bet raises a question, and he says he's perplexed by the Nusach of Atayat Sarta, because with Atayat Sarta at the end of the middle bracha, so we say L'chaparat Avon. Yeah, we say l'shlichat avon, and then we finish off kifam chay shel bachata mikol amot v'shabbat kodshecha lehen kavata hodata, etc., etc. He says this is strange, because usually on Shabbat, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Shalosh Regalim, whatever it is, we have in the Amidah, we say v'hasienu, we say lokenu v'lakel v'teinu v'tzevim v'chateinu, and then we always have kadoshenu v'mitzvotecha tinkalkenu v'toratecha ta'il. That's always in every Shabbat Amidah, except for Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Why isn't it there? So he thinks that it's actually a Tawat Hadafus. He thinks that it's a printer's error, and it somehow got lost from the Sidurim. It's proper to say it. He says that's his minhag to say, like Nusach, he says it's Nusach Sfard. I checked in Nusach Sfard. Nusach Sfard doesn't seem to have it, but in the Sfardi Sidur it does have it, that the full paragraph of Elokeinu, and then finishing off, obviously, Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael V'Rashei Chodashim. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says to do, but it's not printed like that in any of the Sidurim. Ad Kan and Chodesh Tov.